You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. And this is the Hosting Hotline. Today we got a question from Megan.
Hi there. I'm looking to launch my mother-in-law daylight basement unit as a short-term rental in the next couple months, and I could use your advice on how to market it. It's, again, a daylight basement, so it's a basement. And it's underneath our main house, which is a 100-year-old house. And so it's got its quirks and charms, including being kind of noisy. And I've got young kids who make noise and walk across. So the basement unit is never going to be quiet. My thought was to market it to families who also have little kids and be really clear in the listing saying that, hey, we've got kids, they make noise starting at 6:30 in the morning when they wake up. If you've got kids who make noise, then that's fine. We're a match made in heaven. And going along with that theme, providing kids-centric items, for example, a step stool in the bathroom to step up to a toilet and plastic cups and plates for the young kids and so forth. I wanted to see what your thoughts were on how to get around the limitations of my units, and if you have any other suggestions on how to reach a type of guest who's going to be okay and understand and accepting of the fact that there is going to be noise from us living up above. Thanks.
Megan, I'm a basement short-term rental expert. That was my first short-term rental, was in the basement of my home in New York. And then I've since managed basement apartments. And I'm also an expert in old homes and renting those out to people.
Triple whammy.
So here for you, Megan. Annette, do you have any thoughts before
My first thought is I love, you pretty much wrote your own copy.
So good.
Listen back to this, have it transcribed. I love the way you described it. That should be in your description. My very next tip for you is, Megan, I want you to go spend a weekend. I know your kids are upstairs. I don't know how you can do this. You need to either maybe have a family friend come over. I want someone right now, before you get too far in, to come over and spend the night, let your kids do what your kids do and get their feedback. What do they say about it? If potentially you could even hire someone to be a sitter upstairs and you could be down there and experience what your guests are going to experience, I think that will be invaluable in the way that you describe your short-term rental. Also, maybe some things that you provide. And I'm not going to lie, earplugs are super cheap.
Machines.
Yeah, white noise machines. There are some things that you can do. But that is my tip, is please get down there, get somebody staying down there, get some feedback on exactly how loud it is and what it would be like to stay down there.
Did you mention rugs just now, Annette?
I did not mention rugs.
So that's
I mentioned plugs.
I was like, wait, I can't.
No rugs.
I don't know if I was just thinking it or if you said
not scrubs, just plugs.
So something that we've done too to alleviate the old house squeaky floor situation is not just having rugs in your home, Megan, but also making sure they have the proper rug pads underneath, because that does help
absorb the sound.
So that's mm-hmm. something you could do. Annette, I'm obsessed with that tip. Didn't even think of that. But yes, Megan, you already know this, making sure that you're marketing to, or not even just marketing to, but you don't want to say that don't stay here if you don't have children, right? That's not what the message you want to get across, but just being very clear. And I would keep this in your above the fold listing description. I love the way you said that up at 6:30 a.m.? Cool. We are too. Something like that really speaks to people who are browsing your space, but being very clear about it. I just want to also offer this to you, Megan, even if someone also does have children and they wake up at 6:30 on weekends, is there an opportunity for you to share with your children what the downstairs basement is bringing to your family? And could you have them participate at all in being thoughtful about the noise at 6:30 a.m., especially in the weekends? Because I will tell you, we've tried this.
I was going to say, Sarah, let's be super honest.
Yeah.
Sarah no longer manages that one particular basement unit. And we want to be give them some of the guest feedback on that unit.
Because here's the problem. So it was a giant, beautiful, beautifully done Victorian. And the garden apartment, the basement apartment, had 11-foot ceilings. So you did not feel like you were in the basement.
But it was gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And it made me a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But we just couldn't win with making guests happy. And afterwards, it was taking up 80% of our time. And yes, it was good money, but not enough to make it worth that, among some other concerns that we had. But the upstairs was a vacation rental too. So I couldn't control. We could put signs in there. We could say have quiet hours. We put rug pads. We gave everyone earplugs and white noise machines. But at the end of the day, I would say 90% of the time that garden level apartment guests were unhappy, even if we were crazy clear about it in our listing, mm-hmm. Megan. And I just want to be honest with you about that. So I wonder if I'm not saying don't do this, because I have, again, my first short-term rental was
in
the
basement.
Megan,
you and your family are going to be up there.
Yes.
It's like there was another, and by the way, how many people could be upstairs? It was a crazy amount.
14 people.
14 people. So we do want to let you know.
It's not the same,
they were guests also. They were there having a good time weekend. So at least you can control the environment upstairs. We were not in control of that environment upstairs.
No, but when I was in control, so my own home, like you, Megan, we did work to be more sensitive, especially on weekends. So Saturday and Sunday mornings, what could you do? Can you and the kids go outside? Can you go, what have you? Like, can it be a family situation?
Sit them down with a bunch of donuts, even though they're just quiet.
Probably not. But Annette said it best. You listen to your question again. The way you said the plastic, the stools, all that is super thoughtful. Are you up at 6:30 a.m.? Cool. We are too. In the old home, we would say if you like old homes and all the charm that comes with it, you know, that's what we call those squeaks and creaks. That's charm to us. So, because I actually have a fourplex where it's not even geared towards children, but the upstairs units, you can hear people walking around and we get very clear in the listing. And I'll tell you, we have hundreds of 5-star reviews.
Yes, let's get it.
Hundreds. So it is possible. It is doable, Megan. Hopefully you have a lot of ideas here. Listeners, if you have ideas for Megan, let us know. Write into us. Ask your own questions. Head to thanksforvisiting.me in the upper right-hand corner. You'll see a red button that says Ask TFV. You can record your own question. We'll answer it here on the podcast. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.